Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Come out of the place where darkness prevails. What are you doing there? Why are you there? Why do you not leave, saith the Lord? Come out! Come out! Come out!
Yea, I can still close the taverns. I can still close the gambling joints. I can still close those that sell the drug. I shall move mightily in these days ahead, saith your Father God.
The last times the signs are being revealed to men. These signs come in and are revealed, and then they go away again. And man pays not attention to them.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, as we approach the Easter's time, we think on the true meaning of the cross and all it represents. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." He endured all our shame so we couldn't be saved. When he was to be taken from us, God sent us the Comforter to get us through, as spoken of in John 14:26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." In the last days that we live, in Acts 2:17-18 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy." God is with us. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Whose report will you believe? And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. If you also believe that, partner with us, and together, we can make a whole wide world of difference. Just pray about becoming a Signs Radio Walk on Water, WOW, W-O-W, spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This ministry needs your help. Write Post Office Box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, our friends. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled Signs of the Last Days. Outstanding lawlessness in the days ahead. The Bible speaks of these last days and testifies to what the social conditions will be at this time among those who profess Christ, but they have a form of godliness. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. And they deny the power thereof. At this time, a secular progressive movement initiated by the fallen angels or demons is beginning to dominate and influence the entire world, preparing the world for Lucifer's lawless minion and the global worship of himself and his lawless super ultra fascist world leaders. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 3 through 12, Revelation chapter 13. Some of the signs of these last days will be the abounding lawlessness of society and the demonically led anti-marriage movement, along with other apostate teachings. As we can see, this ever-growing lawlessness is sweeping all over the world, especially in the West. We today can see the very shadows of things which are about to come. This lawless spirit dominates the West democratic, socialist, progressive left, but what is most alarming is how it is sweeping into moderate churches and some conservative circles as well. When these groups begin to embrace this rebellious movement against the very bedrock of the world's most sacred institution, Yahweh's church, how long will it truly be until we are face to face with the day of the Lord? My, oh my, the day of the Lord is truly at hand, my friends.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:7.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Yea, says the Lord, "Hear, O Israel, hear, O ye peoples of the earth, hear me. Do not give back, O Israel, the land that I have allowed you to take. Do not give away what I have given unto you. For it is your government, O Israel, O peoples of the earth, the governments that have bent their ear to the evil one, that are doing the things that are causing the destruction upon the earth right now. I say to you, it is the governments. It is the governments that are manipulating the things that are coming upon the earth in these last days. Hear, O Israel, hear, O peoples of the earth, hear me, hear me. Do not listen, do not bend your ear to the governments and to the evil they represent, says the Lord.
I am a still small voice, says the Lord unto his people, and my heart cries that you might hear my voice, says God. Know my heart, says the Lord. Allow me to comfort you in all areas, that there is no hidden area in your life, that all is exposed unto me, for I cry out.
My, the false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. Last Wednesday was not fully sponsored, and tonight's Wednesday program has no sponsors at all. So I regret to say Wednesdays are in trouble again. Please know that each science program must support itself. Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen. And Lord, touch those who can send help now through April, that no program will need to be canceled. Amen and amen. Our dear friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Jesus' Final Coming. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Virginia government prosecutes homeowner with criminal charges for backyard chickens that produce organic eggs. An ongoing debate over the rights of homeowners to raise and keep their own chickens may soon gain an audience in the Virginia Supreme Court. Attorneys at the Rutherford Institute have filed a petition for appeal on behalf of a Virginia Beach resident who faces criminal charges related to zoning ordinance violations for keeping chickens in the backyard. The organization, a nationally active group which is dedicated to upholding constitutional and property rights, is urging the court to protect local residents against what it referred to in a statement posted online as onerous regulations that render otherwise law-abiding individuals as criminals simply for attempting to grow or raise their own food in a sustainable manner. And in this case, the chickens were there with blessings from the neighbors with whom the chicken raiser had consulted beforehand. Watchman comment. Look for more of this as 666, the mark of the world beast system, comes closer. They want you to take the mark, don't you know, not raise your own chickens. Continuing. DHS ammo buy very troubling. Billions of bullets and a growing police force appears to not be just a right-wing boogeyman instance. The White House may paint worries over drones in American skies, federal agencies buying up billions of bullets, and local police forces arming themselves with military-style equipment as just boogeyman issues of the radical fight. But a radio interview revealed even the left is starting to grow worried, saying the potential for the Obama administration to abuse its growing domestic police power is extremely troubling. Liberal Democrats, who might question and fight the federal government's growing police powers under a Republican administration, have been very quiet when this is happening under the Obama Democratic administration. Continuing, Americans get serious about impeachment. Results of a new poll shows nearly half endorse dumping Obama. Not only have voters begun to connect
the dots between the faltering economy and the global insecurity to USA President Obama's administration in significant numbers, they also have begun to join him in calling for a change. Only this is the impeachment type of change, not the type Obama has so often preached. The poll shows those advocating impeachment nearly equal to those against it. Obama's job approval is in free fall. Continuing. Record cesium level detected in fish caught near Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. Tokyo Electric Power Company said it detected a record 740,000 becquerels per kilogram of radioactive cesium in a fish caught in waters near the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station, equivalent to 7,400 times a state set limit deemed safe for human consumption. My, oh my. Do you believe me now about that situation over there? It's not over yet. Continuing. Japan's estimate for the amount of debris from the 2011 quake tsunami disaster that will reach North America later this year has sharply increased. Some 221,000 tons of debris are set to reach the North America coastline by October. In November, the ministry said 33,000 tons of debris would complete its journey across the Pacific by June. But the new forecast estimates that 30,000 tons to arrive by April, 105,000 tons by June, and 173,000 tons by August. Japanese government data has estimated 1.5 million tons of debris were swept away. Will the entire coastal beaches of the West Coast become radioactive? Continuing. Speaking of the recent bank holiday or shutdown of public withdrawal of bank funds in Cyprus, it's not a haircut. It's theft. When governments loot your private bank accounts, this use of the term haircut to describe government theft of private banking accounts has got to stop. It's not a haircut. It's outright thievery. When a person breaks into your home with a gun and steals jewelry or cash, do we call a barber or the police? My. It's thievery, and you call the police. Except in this instance, they won't come. Continuing. Now, 340 sheriffs refuse to enforce gun control. A Colorado sheriff has joined the list of at least 340 sheriffs who have vowed to uphold the Constitution against gun control measures that violate American Second Amendment rights. Weld County Sheriff John Cook said he and many other county sheriffs won't bother enforcing laws poised to go into effect in Colorado because it would be impossible to keep track of whether gun owners are meeting the new requirements. Similar sentiments have been expressed by Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and sheriffs in Missouri, California, Kansas, Montana, and dozens of counties in several states across America. Continuing. Obama Ethics Panel gives thumbs up to testing anthrax vaccines on American babies. The purpose of the medical experiments on U.S. babies is, of course, to get FDA approval for a pediatric anthrax vaccine. Never mind the fact that the risk of being exposed to anthrax is probably zero without the vaccine. Is anybody dying from anthrax out there these days? Are children coming home from school after catching anthrax from their friends? Nope. Watchman comment. Okay, now do you believe me about the dangers of vaccines? Continuing, and another. Americans who receive swine flu vaccines are at risk for paralytic disorders. The federal government has once again been exposed for lying about the safety of the infamous swine flu vaccine, also known as H1N1. According to a new study published by the journal The Lancet, people who received the swine flu vaccine during the 2009-2010 pandemic hoax were at an elevated risk of developing a potentially deadly paralysis disorder from the vaccine known as Guillain-Barré syndrome or GBS, based on data collected from six different adverse event reporting systems. Watchman comment. Though the percentage was low, would you play Russian roulette with a 1 in 100,000 chance you might be paralyzed? Not me. Not Sharon. Continuing. Obama turning to executive power to get what he wants. USA President Barack Obama
came into office 4 years ago, skeptical of pushing the power of the White House to the limit, especially if it appeared to be circumventing Congress. Now, as he launches his second term, the Obama has grown more comfortable and powerful, welding his power to try to move his own agenda forward, particularly when a deep, fractured, often hostile Congress gets in his way. The Obama's use of executive orders and other powers in America has increased while ignoring the laws of America and exchanging them for his own laws. Continuing, Oklahoma House passes bill to ban UN Agenda 21. Following Alabama's lead, lawmakers in the Oklahoma House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to approve popular legislation protecting private property rights and banning a controversial United Nations Sustainable Development Scheme known as Agenda 21, which critics say represents a serious threat to American values and liberty. If approved by the Senate, as expected, the law would also prohibit state and local governments from working with the UN or its affiliates to implement any sort of international law that violates the U.S. or Oklahoma constitutions. My. Congratulations, Oklahoma. Continuing. White House map erases Jerusalem, biblical territories. Watchman comment, my. This has been common over there with the Palestinians to erase Jerusalem and Israel off the map. Continuing, the White House has released what it says is a map of Israel. The only problem is that Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the Golan Heights are missing. An Obama administration video that had highlighted the president's plans for his Mideast trip depicted Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, and the West Bank, also known as Judea and Samaria, as non-Israeli territory. Watchman comment, this is something that the Palestinians, as I have said, have done for years. Not a good thing. Continuing, Congressman fights to stop flying robots endlessly watching Americans. Markley's Drone Aircraft Privacy and Transparency Act, DAPTA, would require privacy protection provisions relating to data collection and minimization, disclosure warrant requirements for law enforcement, and enforcement measures in the licensing and operation of drones. As drones increasingly fill our skies, Americans must be afforded a level of privacy and protection from these aerial technologies, said Representative Markey. Continuing, Chinese eugenics factory collects genius DNA to breed enhanced people. Watchman comment, that was something that Germany's Hitler tried to do, breed a perfect German race. Continuing, according to a leading evolutionary biologist, the Chinese are engaging in a massive breeding operation with the aim of ultimately creating a breed of cognitively enhanced individuals, humans, that is. And what's more, the China-based eugenics factory recently bought up a large genome research institute within the United States, giving the Chinese access to the DNA of Americans. The DNA samples were collected mostly from geniuses of Chinese and European descent. However, Chinese state-sponsored genetic engineers are now expanding their operations to the U.S. Watchman Shofar. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Jesus' Final Coming. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or a money order made out to Signs to help this program to stay on the air or to remain anonymous. Just send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through. Amen. And please also pray for others to give as God speaks also to them. If you are ready to write, Wednesdays need your support. Here is the address. Sign spelled S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2. The town is Lisle. Spell that L-I-S-L-E. State is New York. Just abbreviate that. N-Y. Zip code in the USA, 13797. And when you're right, if you are supporting Wednesdays, please be sure to say that. Thank you and God bless you. Will I find your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week? It sure is always a blessing to hear from each and every one of our listeners. And only you can keep this Wednesday Signs program on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Jesus' Final Coming. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So, my dear listening friends, the Jewish leaders of Christ's time rejected Jesus, Hebrew Yeshua, when he first came. He didn't meet their expectations. They were expecting a Messiah who would bring relief from the Romans, restore the kingdom of David, and usher in an era of peace throughout the world. It is possible that their intense jealousy of Jesus, again Hebrew Yeshua, blinded them to the numerous passages in the Old Testament, which in the Hebrew is Tanakh, where it describes Messiah as a suffering servant, since they were certainly aware of those passages. The scriptures present two pictures of Messiah, leaving Bible interpreters with a dilemma to explain. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 portrays him riding a donkey into Jerusalem slowly and humble. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 refers to the Messiah as coming on the clouds of heaven. Some of the rabbis, therefore, concluded there must be two Messiahs, Messiah ben Yosef, the suffering servant, and Messiah ben David, the conquering king, bringing judgment to the wicked, restoring the temple and the kingdom of Israel. The true truth is, however, it is one Messiah being described in two comings. First, in the Messiah's first coming as a kingdom builder, who came as a baby in a manger, who eventually rose into heaven. Then second, as the kingdom avenger, returning from heaven as a fully grown warrior, which, by the way, has not happened yet, for that is the second and final coming. Please, my friends, do not let the smooth-talking deceivers confuse you about what I just told you. It's Bible truth. Simply, there will be only two comings, scripturally, period. Messiah is not going to come a second time and take his church back to heaven and then come back a third time. No, no, no. You cannot find that anywhere in the Bible without twisting scripture or taking scripture totally out of context. Amen. When Jesus, Hebrew Yeshua, failed to fulfill the Jewish expectation of restoring the kingdom of David, he was dismissed as Messiah. Their own lack of humility, their jealousy, and their self-centered pride caused the Jews to miss what should have been obvious from the scriptures, that Messiah had come first to identify with us, and then through suffering and death, breaking the power of sin, before he could restore the Davidic kingdom. It is possible for your expectations to be likewise colored or even contaminated by sin, as were the Jews. You ought not to avoid the question. If your heart is set in a self-centered expectation of victory that fails to apprehend the suffering to which you also are called, you can make the same mistake the rabbis made and end up rejecting the true Messiah. While it's true that ultimate victory is assured, you can never forget that the journey to that victory is a narrow path with all the dangers of real warfare and very deadly enemies. My dear listening friends, check out your expectations. What are they based on? Are there any selfish or carnal motives in your expectations of God? If Yahweh said following him would be a narrow path with a cross on your back, then don't presume your victories until they have passed through the purifying fires of the suffering. This is simply true fellowship with him and leads to the greater glorious joys and triumphs. Amen. Just remember, the central theme of the gospel is in the suffering. Get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service.
Are you going to make it to heaven? The time is running out. Listen, we love you. We love all of our brothers and sisters all over the world. But if you haven't asked Jesus Christ in your heart personally, if you haven't asked God to forgive you of your sins, if you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord, you're not going to make it. But if you'll do those things, you will make it. The time is running out. We don't have a lot of days left. Are you ready? Why don't you ask Jesus in your heart today? For the end is here. God is revealing the hidden word to His church today, and you need to know it.
My dear listening friends, each Signs program is listener-supported, and that is the only biblical way Signs can stay on the air. Tonight's program has no sponsor, and God will not let me sell things to stay on the air. I need sponsors that have been touched by God to sponsor this program. Yahweh touches hearts to support Signs, and if those hearts do not respond to P.O. Box 122, Signs goes off the air, and it is that simple. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain Signs will be spoken in one moment. So when you write, please mention the program you are sponsoring. But first, tune in at 9 p.m. this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Frequency 4840, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. That's 4840 Saturdays. Now, here is a letter sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797. Dear Brother and Sister Johnson, enclosed is an offering from your appreciative Ohio listeners. There's been no income here for 2 years, and we are living on the last of our savings. But we are trusting the Lord to provide as we give into every good work. Psalms chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. With love, your friends. Brother Johnson replies, my dear listening friends, this is a last day sign, and many are being brought to the saving trust of the Lord, which cleanses and establishes your true faith. Amen and amen. Those folks have as a widow in the Bible who gave two mites, given from what they did not have, just as Jesus said that the widow, therefore, gave more than those who gave more out of their great wealth. Listeners, please pray with me for these folks. Father God, may we come before you tonight and add our prayers to these folks as they sow into your good work you have called Signs Radio. Bless them and sustain them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Just as you bless that widow who gave her two mites, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, be their provider. Amen and amen. Those of you who can send support and help fill in the gap for those who cannot, you help keep Signs on the air for you and for them and for the rest of the world. Has God spoken to you through this example? The address again is Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to write it down as I say it, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or pen and paper ready. If you get a busy signal, please continue to hit your redial till you get through. We're sorry, but we can only afford one number. We're not a big ministry like all those others that have 10, 15, 20 lines. We can't afford that. We want to give you the best we can here on the radio. Here that number comes to call very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Sharon and I do so enjoy our listeners' calls and letters, and we are so blessed so much by them. As we pray, each of our programs bless you in return. Please remember to pray for us as we pray for you, for we truly love you all.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.